So this is the first of our Vajrasattva evenings that we're going to have every fortnight. We had an impromptu Vajrasattva a couple of Wednesdays ago when Eddie couldn't come to class. Eddie was sick, so we did Vajrasattva instead. So each one I have been editing and putting up online so that you can have as a little practice along. They're all based on this little pocket Vajrasattva so far, but each one's just slightly different. So it means that if you cycle through, you won't get bored because it's slightly different visualization or different translation of the mantra. So we'll have kind of a series of these ones. I know that there was the Thursday offering our refuge nongdros. That's up there as a transcript and a video. The Friday night teaching with Geshe-la, the introduction, which was huge, that's up there as a video and the transcript. And then the Saturday one I put up, and I'm putting it up in small sections. So that Saturday was three natural topics. One, the preparation of the master and the student. The second one is the preliminary teaching that Geshe-la gave. And then the third is taking the Bodhisattva vows. So I'm just putting them up in little sections so that we can go back and study them. And then I've been going through the rest, which are the really detailed visualization of arising as Vajrasattva, and which we'll do a little shorter version of tonight. Also, the four activities, the four means of drawing students: peaceful, increasing, charm or power, and wrathful, or as Geshe-la said, slightly stern. So these four different ways of relating and benefiting sentient beings. Tonight we will have our little pocket Vajrasattva practice, but before we do, just to check in how everyone's going. Tim's going awesome. Very good, very good. And you were telling me beforehand in class about the mantra machine. Chris too, I think, has so a few people have said this, that as you're slowly waking up, you become aware of the mantra going on in the background at quite a pace. There's no effort in it. It's just going.
On the
Chris
background.
is saying it sits on the breath. Well, and also Tim was saying beforehand too that suddenly the sound of the mantra there going in your mind clicked into being like Geshe-la's recitation. Instead of like, I suppose if we're learning the mantra, it can take a little bit of time to get your tongue around it, intermittent throughout the day. Yeah. Which I think is a. I mean, that in itself is a really wonderful thing because if anything happens where you can't meet the commitment in the evening, at least it's been going on in your mind throughout the day and you've done your minimum one to not break the. So work gets challenging and then you can feel the almost resentment coming up. So then what do you do? Do you just start saying the mantra or plug it in and off it goes? We will be getting various signs through the year of how we're going. So one of those things of having a dream, and don't worry if they're violent dreams. Like as you're saying, someone comes along and grabs a fella and is going to start beating him, and in the dream you go, whoa, no, and start reciting. So that's like observing the physical commitments of no violence towards sentient beings, and then to recite, start reciting the Vajrasattva mantra. Fantastic. Okay, so if you're not feeling yourself physically, that's also a lot of the purification is going to start as coarse purification, and then slowly get more subtle. So yep, that's okay. Just notice a name is the thing for that, whatever happens, without getting too excited or too worried. Just bring awareness to it, and that's all you need to do. Migraines. Okay, 2 weeks. I mean, all of this, I do just personally have this theory that we start off with the really coarse purification. So if you've got a migraine, that's kind of to do with the upward purification. So are you getting to the part of the visualization where the nectar comes up and out of your head and bubbles up? So maybe try doing the filling it up. So try and do the three types of the purification so that when it fills up, it pushes the stuff up out of your head and then out, and see if that kind of unblocks it.
Kerry said that she's been good with doing her 21 recitations per day. She did get a bit confused about the 10th and 25th day, not realizing it's the Tibetan calendar, but
Oh,
she's on
yeah.
top of that now. And she's found the Guru Puja that you put online very useful. She also said she likes to do at least one long Vajrasattva mantra in the morning, just in case she forgets later
Oh,
on.
yes. That's a very good idea. I think one long Vajrasattva every morning is very good because case in point, so my little story, I think was it last week? The most violent case of food poisoning. And it was just so what was happening was I was actually sitting there editing Geshe-la's transcript and I'm going through the various things of the purification and I'm beginning to feel really sick. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm feeling sick like when I was little and I started feeling kind of clammy and you get the headache and kind of break out in a cold sweat. And I thought, oh my God, I really am feeling sick. So bursting off into the bathroom, hurling my guts out, I've still got incredibly sore ribs. But wasn't kind of very upset about it, but I just really got this feeling how amazing it is that your body knows how to expel toxins without having to organize anything. And I didn't feel sick. And so what I ate wasn't, it didn't smell off. There was, but it had toxins in it. And so I was just so incredibly thankful that my body's natural response was to just expel it. But then I had the most dramatic downward purification and upward purification and simultaneous purification. Oh my God. So at one stage, I'm sorry to get graphic, but it is worth it at the end of the story. I was sitting on the loo and I was hurling into the bath at the same time and kind of almost giggling because it was like total no control over these samsaric aggregates. And yet, in a way, they're doing what they should do, which is keeping me alive and expelling the poisons. Like it's this natural process. How can you not like it? And so, of course, most of the time, whenever I've hurled, I've always tried not to vomit. You try not to vomit for so long, but this is the first time that I'm like, I'm fine with this. I had no idea I could vomit that much. Anyway, after hurling up about 3 weeks' worth of food, I kind of opened my eyes, and in the bath were all these black worms. And I'm like, oh, alien. Like, because, next are going to come out frogs and scorpions and things like in the purification. I totally freaked out. But of course, what had happened was I'd just watered the pot plants in the bathroom, and sometimes the worms escape from the pot plants into the bath. And so the worms were wiggling in the bath at the most incredibly impeccable timing to freak me out. Anyway, that day I just had to like hold on to the furniture and try to just live through it. So in that 24 hours, I did not get to say my Vajrasattva, but I did in like I suppose osmosis because Geshe-la's reciting Vajrasattva and I was thinking about Vajrasattva all the way through. But then I thought, ah, it is that perilous. Try and have it going all the time, Rippy. So that was my really big learning. And so yeah, I now I'm just in a way got a whole lot more confidence in these samsaric aggregates that, as well as being the basis for samsara, they are also the basis for nirvana. Everything's in there for us to be able to use this body to help us purify and become a Buddha, especially with highest yoga tantra. Yeah, so that's my dramatic story. And I have heard other people having dramatic purifications. By all means, go get an MRI and get checked out. But also, Ella, I really wouldn't be too worried because.
And I'm speaking of samsaric aggregates. Francesca says she's just doing the basic commitment at the moment, but now that she's on the other side of surgery, she's getting her tongue and her head working in unison, and she's going to work her way to speeding up.
Yeah, well, I think the speeding up will happen kind of naturally, and from what Tim was saying as well, that it's like when we're on a bicycle and the first few kind of ways round getting going, it takes effort, and then no more effort's needed, then it'll click in. So I think by doing, it'll change. So with that, then I thought I'd just spend a few moments going through the commitments, just because this is where on the bare bones, just to clarify the commitment. So it was the Saturday morning when Geshla was talking about the precepts, and we'll go into it in more detail later on in future classes, but mostly the recognition, the self-recognition, the divine pride, the recognition of yourself as Vajrasattva. That's like the mental commitment. Try your very best to have that mindfulness and to translate that as much as possible, Vajrasattva's thought, Vajrasattva's holy mind. So trying to identify as Vajrasattva throughout the day. Later on on the Sunday, Geshe-la talked about not coming out of the mandala. Do you remember that part of feeling very much within Vajrasattva's mandala, the Vajrasattva family? And if you kind of forget your mindfulness of being Vajrasattva, it's like you've momentarily stepped out of the mandala. And so then just come back home. And home is always there, always welcoming. It was so very nice. The physical commitment so far, all that I've come across that Geshe-la specifically said, was always to be the embodiment of Vajrasattva, that mindfulness of not harming, even if it's you wouldn't harm in physical life, but in a dream. Yeah, so that's on a much more subtle level of instinct. So really, really good sign. I remember a friend of Eddie's talked to Eddie about how he just had so many violent dreams when he was doing Vajrasattva, and he was worried about it, but actually it was purifying all of that residual violence from the past. And then the verbal commitments. So one of the things that Geshe-la said, because we had the oral transmission of the mantra, now our speech is consecrated. And so then that means that any mantra that we say now has more power. So of course, from the side of the mantra, it has power, but from our side now, with having consecrated speech, all of the right conditions come together for any mantra that we say to have power. So you need quick help in emergencies, saying Tara's mantra. If you're studying, saying Manjushri's mantra. On the bus with sentient beings, reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, everything has so much more. Someone sick, medicine, Buddha mantra. So yes, 21 times for the long one, the minimum is the recommended. And if you cannot make it, at least once of the short mantra. So then in this lifetime, to try and accomplish the 100,000, and to really try and make a really strong concerted effort, like now this year, to try and just totally blitz it. But I will also say, don't freak out if you've done the calculations and thought, I'm never going to make it. Don't worry, because we had a fast year when it came to refuge, but we've got an extra year when it comes to Vajrasattva. We do actually have more time. So, because of when Geshe-la comes back and we'll do the Guru Bumsog, and we can start preparing for the next Nondro, which is the mandala, and have mandala set making workshops and all sorts of things. That means we're going to have more time. We'll have longer than a year to complete the 100,000. So I think that means that we can still go for it and really try and blitz it and try and have the mantra machine going full ball in the background 24/7, but to not worry. Do not stress about not reaching the number.
Was part of the commitment making Sog offerings as part of Guru Puja? Is it okay that I miss some, but at a well-meant, uneducated offering instead at home beforehand?
Okay, so part of the commitments for Mother Tantra, which this Vajrasattva initiation was, is to offer tsog on tsog days. But Geshe-la didn't specifically say that. He was very relaxed with what we do. He encouraged us to do what we can. So tsog doesn't have to be the whole Guru Puja. It's just the tsog part of it. So it can be tsog with Guru Puja, or tsog with Haruka Vajrasattva Puja, or just tsog with the couple of verses of tsog. So it's a bit of a concertina which way you want to do it. Tsog's twice a month, and actually, in terms of keeping our commitments, it's a way of keeping our samaya or commitments really strong. So Lama Zopa Rinpoche has said to me quite a while ago, in terms of especially if you've had broken commitments and things, that to offer TSOG every on the TSOG days is really important in terms of keeping your practice strong. So it's not, it wasn't given to us as a specific commitment, but yes, if you can.
And where do we find the short verses for those who naturally ask about
So
this?
the Haruka Vajrasattva one is up on Practice Along as well, and the short verses you will have to email me.
And there's also a question from Maria. Does this initiation mean we can arise as Tara in other pujas and do the hand mudra and also perform the hand mudras in the puja?
So it means that you can arise as lower tantra deities, but Tara in Tara Puja is a highest yoga tantra deity, so you would need that initiation to arise as Tara. But because you can do the highest yoga tantra mudras, now you can do the mudras in Guru Puja and Tara Puja as well, Haruka Vajrasattva, and of course, Medicine Buddha. It's a little bit like Russian dolls, each one, which one is inside which one as to who you can arise as. But we have the permission to do all of those mudras, which is great. So the last thing that I thought to remind everyone about in terms of signs, you know, the various signs that we're getting was the sign that the dream that Geshe-la had at the end of the retreat that he told us about. So again, before the class, Tim was asking me about so who requested the initiation, and I was thinking, actually, again, that was one of those things where Lungri Tumpa Center, we just scooted in with very minimal effort and obviously a huge amount of merit, because usually you request an initiation and you request several times, and then after several times, maybe it happens. And so whoever actually has made the request is the person that then at the beginning of the initiation, when there's the long mandala offering, they're the one offering the mandala. So if you've ever wondered why are they up there, that's because they were the brave one who actually made the request on behalf of everybody, which is a really big deal. So then I'm thinking, when it comes time to, so who's going to offer the mandala? Who made the request? I'm like, I don't know. Who did make the request? And it's like, it's actually like Vajrasattva offered, and then we just went, yes, we'll do it. It's like it went the other way around, because the plan from Geshe Zopa a couple of years ago that he'd discussed with Steph, the 5-year plan of the Nongdros, the moment I heard about it, I was so excited. I'm like, yeah, we're going to do it. This sounds perfect. And so then Geshe-la just organized everything for us, including. And this is the initiation, and this is what you have to organize, and this is this, and this is this. And it just like all happened with a lot of work from everybody behind the scenes. So somehow I think not only did we get an initiation where it's a high yoga tantra initiation, and yet we have very minimal commitments and pressure, but we also got an initiation with very, very minimal stress and organizing. The first initiation that Geshe-la has given in Australia. And so this is what he said. I think everything went very well. Also, I had a very auspicious sign. Normally, I don't really take dreams as a sign, but last night, very interesting dream of Kyabjes Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Dream of my brother, dream of another monk in Copan, the two of them carrying one big conch shell. One looks like a precious gem, but they say it's relics, so carrying it, holding it upwards. So, a dream of guru, dream of relics, dream of sangha. So, since the initiation's happening, I'd take that as an auspicious sign. Sometimes signs matter. Even normally, I don't really check, but I thought this is good to share with you, besides all the other great things. So, thank you, and especially most great is yourself. So, I thought I'd share that because no matter what signs we have, you've got to remember it's all in the big picture, and all signs are good. Do we start the practice as Vajrasattva, or so when are we? Well, actually, we're supposed to be Vajrasattva the whole time, 24 hours a day, wake, asleep, eating, talking, whatever. But for the purpose of purification, because there was the part, and I just got to it in the transcript, there was a part where Geshe-la talked about the relative Vajrasattva and the ultimate Vajrasattva. So now our Our subtle mind is no different from Vajrasattva and has been empowered. But our relative form is still a samsaric form. So it's the relative mind and the relative form that need to be purified, almost to kind of catch up. So what we do is, if you can, you just release the divine pride part, but you keep the appearance of Vajrasattva. That's the best. Because so you keep the appearance of always trying to identify with being Vajrasattva, but you release the divine pride and kind of allow the ordinary form and mind to arise, which is the one that needs to be purified. The most subtle mind doesn't need to be purified. It's by nature the same as Vajrasattva's. It's the other one, all the coarse stuff. You can still see yourself in the Vajrasattva form or not, doesn't matter. So I tend to just see myself as my ordinary form because that's the one that I'm most used to and most identify with. And it's probably the only time that it's good to have it is for the purpose of purifying and then, yeah, transforming. Step out of the mandala, it's like our ordinary view kind of barges back in on us again. Yes, so try and take ourselves back home again.
She said the short Vajrasattva practice that we've got in the booklet is a bit different from the one that you're reading out. Where do we find the extra bits?
The extra bits are all in this one. So this is called the preliminary practice of Vajrasattva, and I have put a link up to it on our notes page. It's from the FPMT. It's got everything in it. It's got about four different versions of the sadhana, from complicated, the first bits, to least complicated, and also some commentaries and also the Haruka Vajrasattva Sog. So nice. I've noticed now why the structure of this little practice booklet, because the beginning are the common nondros,
Right.
isn't it? The four thoughts that turn the mind away from samsara and towards the Dharma. So they're there. There's our refuge practice right there. And then in the dedications, especially the may we always reconnect with Lama Tsongkhapa in all of our lives, because this Haruka Vajrasattva, father mother, is so rare, and it's only in Lama Tsongkhapa's Gelupa lineage. So all the other practices are quite different from this one. This little pocket Vajrasattva is like dynamite. It's just so settling our posture, acknowledging country, paying respects to the Jagera and Turrbal people, the traditional custodians of the land on which Lungri Tungpa Centre resides, and paying our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Becoming present in the room where you are and adjusting our motivation to be a Mahayana motivation. Thinking that we ourselves are surrounded by all the sentient beings who are relying on us for their liberation from suffering. And bringing to mind the great refuge field, and thinking that when we recite the refuge formula, that we're taking refuge on behalf of all the sentient beings. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. So seeing all of the beings in the refuge field as not separate from one's guru. Then first, recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my Pradamoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I'd swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. Remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. Then the power of dependence, the reliance generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, praetors, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. And then visualize that out of emptiness, about 6 inches above the crown of your head, appears the seed syllable pum, which transforms into a thousand-petaled lotus. On top of the lotus appears the seed syllable R, which transforms into a moon disc. In the center of the moon disc stands the syllable HUM. Suddenly, the HUM transforms into a white five-pronged Vajra with a HUM at its center. So this Vajra is made of light, even though we're familiar with metal Vajras or seeing the image, but actually it's a form of light, very vibrant and alive, of light energy. And much radiant light rays are emanating from both the HUM and the Vajra, going out into the 10 directions. And completing the two purposes, offering great psychic blissful energy to all the gurus and Buddhas, and purifying the defilements of all sentient beings. So, accomplishing the two great purposes. Permeated with this light, the whole universe melts into light. And this light then returns and is absorbed into the HUM in the Vajra. The HUM and the Vajra also melt into light and transform into Vajrasattva, Father Mother. Vajrasattva is white. He has one face and two arms. Sitting in the full lotus position, he holds a Vajra in his right hand at his heart and a bell in his left, which rests in his lap. His consort, Dorji Nyima Kamo, embraces him, her legs encircling his body. She too is white and has one face and two arms. She holds a curved knife in her right hand and a skull cup in her left. They are both dressed in robes of heavenly silk and adorned by precious jewel ornaments. They have an om at their crown chakra, ah at the throat chakra, and hum at the heart. Brilliant light radiates from the hum at the heart, invoking the divine supreme wisdom energy of all the Tathagatas. Recognize that Bodhisattva, your root guru, is the manifestation of the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who, out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify you and all others. And in this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all the blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Bodhisattva's heart stands the hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. As a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and the mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. The meaning of the mantra: O great being whose holy body is in the indestructible nature of all the Buddhas, having destroyed every obscuration, attained all realizations, and passed beyond all suffering, the one gone to the realization of things just as they are, do not forsake me. Please make me closer to your Vajra holy mind and grant me the ability to realize the ultimate nature of phenomena. Please help me to realize great bliss. Lead me to your state and grant me all powerful attainments. Please bestow upon me all virtuous actions and glorious qualities. So, as we recite the mantra for the first purification, blissful nectar energy comes flowing from Vajrasattva Father Mother into your central channel from the crown of your head, and it spreads throughout your nervous system, falling very strongly like water coming from a hose or like a very powerful shower. It's powerful white energy, and it drives out all the negative energy of your body, speech, and mind, which is flushed out through all the lower openings in your body. You are completely clean, clear, and purified and overcome with blissful energy. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patitai Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsa Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patitai Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsa Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutsa Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe So take a moment to really feel how clean, clear your body is, how your whole being is overcome with blissful energy. And then for the second method of the purification, then into this clean, clear body with just like a very fine membrane around the edge, like a bubble. The blissful nectar energy flowing from Vajrasattva, Father Mother, slowly fills up your body from the tips of your toes up through your whole system. And as the nectar rises, your negativities start to rise as well, floating on the top of the nectar like oil floating on water. The negative energy is slowly pushed up by the pure energy and finally comes out through your crown chakra. And the surplus of this blissful bubbling energy at your crown becomes like an Ushnisha. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsu Tame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsu Tame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kamatsu Tame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe So your whole body radiant and energized, not only clean, clear, but also vibrating with the blissful energy of Vajrasattva, purified energy. And then for the third method, much powerful light energy comes from Vajrasattva's heart. Limitless blissful energy in the form of light. And immediately, when this light, this flash of light, makes contact with your crown chakra, the negative energy, especially your ignorant attachment energy, completely disappears. It's just like switching on a powerful light in a dark room. The darkness goes completely. You cannot say that the darkness leaves through the window or through the door when the light is brought in. It just disappears, nowhere existent. So, as these continuous blissful flashes of light illuminate your crown chakra from Vajrasattva, Father Mother, again and again, that innate ignorance and attachment clinging completely disappears in that blissful radiance. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Subhokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Subhokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Subhokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mudra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridho Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Subhokayo Me Bhava Anuratame Baba, Sava Siddhi Me Prayata, Sava Kama Sutame, Chitam Shiam Kuro Hoem, Ha 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 Ho Bhagava, Sava Tatakata, Vajra Mame Mocha, Vajra Baba Maha, Samaya Sattva Ahoem Pe. Hoya Vajasapa Samaya Manopalaya Vajasapa Teno Patita Drido Me Baba Sutokayo Me Baba Supokayo Me Baba Anarato Me Baba Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hoya Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Baba Hoya Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hoem Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoem Pe. Hoya Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hoem Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoem Pe. So feel as if a great weight has been lifted. Your whole being radiant, all the environment radiant. All of your chakras and channels are energized by this blissful light. So, from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. So, generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. So, then our promise. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. And Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. So, those of you who receive the initiation with Geshe-la, think that Guru Vajrasattva Mother melts into light, absorbing into the Father. Vajrasattva then melts into light, and this light comes through the crown of your head, flowing down through your crown and coming to rest at the level of your heart. And your three doors of body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. So, if you've not received that initiation, then the guru absorbs into you at the point between your eyebrows and blesses your body, speech, and mind. So, feel that you and Vajrasattva are completely one. Enjoy the bliss of shunyata in full samadhi, beyond the dualistic view that discriminates between subject and object. And contemplate, in emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. So, placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while, and in this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And then, with this awareness of emptiness, we dedicate the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Savantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I might perform good works. And then we have the long life prayers. So for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable Venerable Guru, to you I make this request. And for all of our precious gurus, may my Venerable Lama's life be firm, their white divine action spread in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losang always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.
Initiation. When we do its purification, we only